on the phone with Great Falls American head coach Greg Sears. And let's talk about the weekend. Two tight losses, both good games, but not able to come out with the W. Talk about them.
Good effort. Saturday night, I thought we played pretty well and, you know, just couldn't get a bounce. Again, just like all season, we've had really good goaltending and our D-Corps done a nice job giving us a chance. And, you know, unfortunate that we can't get a couple more goals for those guys.
Friday night looks like you had a pretty good scoring output. What was the difference between the two nights?
Yeah, you know, special teams. We definitely had a chance Saturday. We had a lot of power play time. It was a well-played game by both teams. I'm not taking anything away from Bozeman, but two teams that are hungry here trying to fight for the last spot and just came up a little short. You know, our guys will keep fighting and we'll get ready for this week.
Big matchup this weekend against Helena on the road. Talk about that.
Last two matchups of the year against those guys, give it all we got. You know, we don't have anything to lose at this point, so I'll go in there and try to give them a hard game and see what happens.
Now, are these kids still able to be picked up by colleges and things like that? Is that an option for some of them?
Yeah, heck yeah. That's what this is about, is trying to get these guys opportunities at either the next junior level or college hockey. And, you know, that second half of the season here is a big opportunity. We have a couple of guys going to top prospects in Pittsburgh in February, so, you know, they'll get a good chance to get looked at. And, you know, we just continue to promote our players every week.
Have a safe trip this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Randy.
That was Great Falls American's head coach, Greg Sears. Reporting for 560 KMON, I'm Randy Bogdan.